inner tube. And say if you had a boat that you wanted to take down to the pond, when you're actually putting the boat in the water, people say that they're going to,
just put the boat in the water, roll out hopefully.
Have you ever heard of anybody around here say something like going down to the water to launch his boat?
Oh, I've heard a few that tried to put on a little spreading on.
I see. That's kind of highfalutin.
That's kind of a little bit highfalutin and half angle.
I see.
So and just, usually they got laughed at.
So put the boat in the water would cover it. I see.
That launching a boat was more of a word used around the shipyard.
Say, you know, if your wife wanted to go downtown to get some material for a dress, she might take a little square of cloth with her to make sure she got the right
sample.
Call that a sample.
Yeah.
And the thing that she would tie around her waist when she's working in the kitchen to
and
keep
an apron.
This thing right here that I'm writing with, you call that a
pencil.
Or if it's got ink in it,
used to be years ago it was a fountain pen if it was using wet ink.
And the thing that you would use to keep a baby's diapers together, at least you used
to. Safety pin.
I understand all you gotta do is slap them together, now they stick automatically.
Oh yeah, they use paper diapers on them now, and used to it was they were all cloth and you pinned them on. And there was a variety of way of pinning them on too.
Uh-huh.
There was
something I don't know anything about. Right,
fold them and three cornered, and there was a square fold and three corner fold. You only use one pin, and if you square fold, you use two pins, one on each side.
Well, talking about clothes, what would you say that a man's three-piece suit consists of?
Well, work clothes?
Well, no, be something maybe you'd wear to church.
Oh, that'd be coat, vest, and pants.
Do men around here ever call their pants anything else?
Trousers.
Trousers. What about these things that farmers like to wear, especially with the bib up front and the straps?
Overalls.
Were those usually bought or made at home? Or?
Well, they were both. There was cases, a lot of people used to make them. They used to go buy this blue denim material and make overalls. And then there was a button and it was a metal button that you bought. Put on the bib for your suspenders and on the sides too. And you didn't have some buckles off of old pair of overalls, well then for the suspenders you worked a buttonhole and buttoned them into these metal buttons.
I see. Well, what would men around here say, you know, if their clothes were getting a little bit old and worn out and they needed some more clothes to wear to church, they'd say they need to go downtown to buy
some Sunday clothes.
Sunday clothes. Just warm on Sunday and all the time.
Yeah, that's Sunday clothes and Sunday shoes.
I see. Yeah. Just stayed in the closet the rest